I can remember many years ago, or about 5 years ago, whenever I was preparing for my diaconate ordination, I had done everything that had been asked of me. I went through the seminary. I had gotten approved by all my formators. Everything seemed to be prepared and ready. And yet, there was this feeling leading up to that day of just, how could this possibly be happening? How could I be getting ready to receive this gift, to be ordained like this? It doesn't feel right. And a lot of guys who I talked to had the same feeling. And I'm sure for many of you here who are married, you probably felt something similar the night before your wedding. Yes, you had done everything it seemed to be ready, to be prepared, and yet there's this sense of uneasiness or just self-doubt, if we want to use that term. Just, I'm not ready. Even though in my head I know everything has been done that needed to be done, so don't feel right. Today, we celebrate the feast of the body and blood of Christ, Corpus Christi. Today is a day where we remember how Jesus gave himself, not just on the cross, but went even further to give himself to each one of us through the Holy Eucharist. Through the very body and blood that we receive under the appearance of bread and wine at the Mass. That very body that we venerate in adoration when the Blessed Host is placed in the monstrance, or when the Blessed Host is in the tabernacle and we come to pray in the church. And we too, perhaps, if we're honest with ourselves, every time we come to Mass to receive the Eucharist, every time we go to sit before our Lord in adoration, if we stop and think about what it is that Jesus has given us, what he's doing for us, there may be that same uneasiness. Just like I was preparing for ordination, just like many of you were preparing for their wedding day. That feeling of unworthiness. Because what we are going to receive is something so magnificent that it seems like there's no way I could possibly earn this. There's no way I could have done enough to receive this. The gift of my spouse, the gift of the priesthood, but especially the gift of Christ's body. Every time we come to Mass, before we receive Holy Communion, or before communion is distributed, the words we say bring this thought, this feeling, to the surface. Lord, I am not worthy to receive you under my roof. Lord, I am not worthy because I am a sinner. No matter how much I try to hide from it or ignore it or to just play it off as, oh, it's not that big a deal, I know what I've done. So how can you give yourself to me like this? How can you say, like you said in that gospel, that if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, that you will have eternal life? How can you do this for me? Don't you know who I am? That oftentimes can be the thought playing in our heads, whether we're truly aware of it or not, even subconsciously, like, is this really happening? But the Lord Jesus responds to us again and again with the same words, I am the bread that came down from heaven. If you eat of me, you will have eternal life. He knows us better than we know ourselves, and yet he continually says, eat of me. It doesn't matter that you're not worthy. It doesn't matter that I see your sins. I did not give my body and blood for saints only, but for sinners as well. It's the recognition that, yes, if we really are honest with ourselves, we would never be worthy to approach the Eucharist because we still sin. But Jesus has made it possible. Jesus has said yes. Even though that means that we can't just approach the Eucharist willy-nilly, it does mean we should recognize the gift that's being given to us and be properly prepared for it. When I say that none of us are worthy enough, it does not mean that all of us should stop receiving the Eucharist, nor does it mean that we should just ignore that fact. We have to be prepared, even if we know we are not fully worthy. It means that we constantly have to be examining ourselves. St. Paul, in another part of his first letter to Corinthians that wasn't read today, had this to say about receiving the Holy Eucharist. Whoever therefore eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of profaning the body and blood of Christ. Let a man examine himself, and so eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For anyone who eats and drinks without discerning the body eats and drinks judgment upon himself. Eats without discerning the body. When we come to Mass, do we bring to our minds what it is that is happening, what we are receiving? Are we conscious of that? Do we really, maybe not understand, but at least to some degree grasp? Jesus is giving me his very body, his strength, his fullness, his very self, because he wants to be with me. Are we prepared? Have we prepared our minds and our hearts as we come to Mass? Have we made sure there is nothing within us that would separate us from God and from his church? Are we conscious that maybe there's some mortal sin that I haven't confessed yet? And maybe I need to go to confession before Mass? Are we prepared for our Lord? We recognize, yes, that we have to be prepared. We have to go to confession. We have to make some act of disposition to dispose ourselves to receive. But we also realize that none of us, if we are really exacting, are fully worthy. And that's what the great gift that we receive here is. Jesus knows our hearts. Jesus knows who you are. And he wants to give himself to you anyway. As we continue to be conscious and examine ourselves, may we also give thanks to God for the gift that he has given us. Give thanks that he gives his body to us, to sustain us, to make sure his presence is with us always. And let us prepare ourselves fully to say those words and to mean them. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.